have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host, KBKM.
Hallelujah. On tonight, we are super excited and super charged about what God wants. Amen. I need y'all to go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that I'm on the air tonight. Amen. And there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I stay excited, y'all. Amen. So listen, tonight we have a few things that we're going to discuss. Amen. There's a lot of things that the Father conveyed to me concerning this year for the body of Christ and or for a people that would hear. Amen. Everybody may not be in the same, may not be in, I want to say religion, but everybody may not be in the same area as it pertains to Christianity. I'll just say that. And so, therefore, you know, we have, when we're talking and God is speaking, he's just not just necessarily speaking to us, but he's also speaking to everybody. Anyone who has an ear to hear, amen, anyone who has an ear to hear, glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray, but I want you to go ahead and call your mama and them, your sister and them, your auntie and them, and let them know that Apostle Hunter is on the air tonight. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. We want to say happy new year to you, each and every one of you. We thank God for you. Thank God for seeing another year. We're so grateful. Amen. You know, we crossed over in October, but still for those who crossed over January, December 31st, we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Want to say hello, shout out to Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Amen. We are so happy. Amen, to have a family that cares and a family that shows love. You know, it is love is what we need. Everybody need love, and everybody needs to love someone. Amen. And so it's just a beautiful thing when you can love a person that you never met and then get to meet them and you still love them. You know, that's a beautiful thing, right? So we do honor the Lord on tonight. Can y'all hear me well? Amen. I need to know if you can hear me well. All right, so we're going to be running through a lot of stuff tonight. I don't know if I should start one way and come back another, but we're going to see. Amen. We'll see what the Lord says. I might just go ahead and release the word of the Lord concerning 2023, 24, 25, and 26. All right, so we thank God. Y'all got them on here. Is everybody on? Can y'all hear me? Amen. Amen. Thank you. Need to know y'all can hear me. All right. We love each and every one of you on tonight. So we thank you for letting us come into your home. Amen. Thank you for letting us come into your vehicles or wherever, on your laptops, whatever, desktop. We thank God that you are tuned in. You will not be disappointed this year with Forever Flowing Pastor. You would not be disappointed, amen, with Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter this year, amen. I'm telling you, if you want truth, amen, if you want truth, you want the real deal, holy seal, if you want it explained to you, broken down to the nearest common denominator, that's what we want to do, amen. We want to make sure that the people, that God's people be able to hear, learn, and to apply, and to execute the things that God has for them. A lot of times we don't apply things because we don't really know the process and we don't understand. And then a lot of times people don't even want to teach you. They don't want to take out the time to show you and direct you properly so that you could learn and do better. So, but that's not the case with me. Amen. I can only speak for myself, but we are here. For those of you who hear my ministry on a day-to-day basis, a week-to-week basis, if you are seeking a covering or a pastor, hit me up. Amen. Let us see what the Lord has to say. If you are in need of a pastor or in need of a covering, if you need to bring your ministry under a covering, you can inbox Sylvia Hunter. All right? Or you can go to, inbox me on Dr. Sylvia Hunter's page. Amen. However, whichever way you can get me. All right, we thank God for all of these opportunities that he's affording us. All right, so we're going to go ahead and pray. I hope you got everybody on the line tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this evening where you're allowing us to assemble on this broadcast. Father, as we speak tonight, Lord God, open up our minds, open up our hearts, and Lord God, open up our ears so that we may be able to hear, understand, and accept what you're saying. Lord, we thank you tonight for all that you're going to do for your people. We thank you tonight, God, for just even allowing us to be able to fellowship yet again. We thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Kim and Tim and the Elations family. Lord God, we ask that you continue to keep pushing them in the direction which you would have them to go. Lord God, let me be your mouthpiece tonight. Speak through me, and that I may be able to convey it to your people. And Lord, we'll forever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. It's all in Jesus' name that we do pray. And we say amen, amen, and amen. All right? So I'm going to go over this briefly. Amen. The Father was conveying to me that this is the year of the students. All right? For those that are, if you're on tonight, that for my prayer group or for my ministry, y'all going to hear it again because, you know, I know y'all know this by now. By me reiterating it, you ought to really have it down in your spirit. All right? This is the year of the students, right? And you say, well, for some of you, you're going to go back to college. For some of you, you're going to take up different trades. For some of you, you are going to take up certificate programs. Amen. For some of you, you're just going to go dive into the word of the Lord. This is the year of the student. Make no mistakes about it. We are never too old to learn. All right? We're never too old to learn. For some of you, you may go to trucking school. That's a trade. I'm just saying that to show you that how God is getting ready to use the schooling to help benefit, to be a benefit to you, whereby you can use those the schooling that you have to make money, all right, to have revenue, to make income, you know, to see dividends, all right, to see multiplication, right? All right, so this is a year of the student. All right, there are some people that, you know, they don't want, you know, they don't want to learn. That's okay. Don't let it be said amongst you. All right, so God says, he says, teach my people. He says, teaching and training, exercising and execution shall be on all time high. He said he has given us strategies on how to navigate in these end times. All right, so there is a reward for those of you who have been in waiting. For some of you, you've been waiting on God. You've been waiting and anticipating. Some of you have not stepped out. You have not moved out. You just, you know, was just standing in place. Some of you have been, you know, things have been going on, and it's like the enemy has turned up on you, and it's like sort of hard for you to stay in the place that you're in as far as, you know, it's sort of hard for you to stay on the job. It's sort of hard for you to stay in your apartment. It's, you know, they're making it harder and harder for you. To stay there, to work there. It's just the enemy want to apply pressure, all right? And some of you have been saying, Lord, now I pay my tithes and offering, Lord God, and I just need you to move. I need you to move. I need you to make a way. I need you to open up a door. Amen. So some of you that have been waiting, and you did quit, and you didn't curse God, you stayed there, and even in the midst of all the adversity, even in the midst of the turmoil that you were going through, that was being applied on you, you did not throw in the towel. You said, God, I know that you're God, and I trust you, and I take you at your word. So for those of you that have been waiting, amen, I just want you to know, hallelujah, that God is coming through for you, amen? For those of you that have been waiting, you're getting ready to see the manifestations of the Father. This is the year of restitution. Hear me. There shall be great restitution in this hour. Yes, I know, I understand that things are, you know, going to be turned up, and I want you to know that they are. But that's why God wants y'all to hear this word so you can be able to navigate, all right, through what I'm saying. All right, so there shall be wars and rumors of wars, all right, and that shall be great again. You know how we were pinned it at one point? Now it will come back again with all in the year 23, 24, 25, and 26. All right, everything I'm talking about, you should carry it out 23, 24, 25, and 26. All right? God says, continue to cover Jerusalem. He says, don't forsake Africa. Don't forsake Africa. Many of people are forsaking Africa. You know, they're forsaking Africa, but there are many people who's tuned into Africa, and they're trying to make or take their wealth from them, from the native land. All right? So God don't want us to forsake Africa. He wants us to do things to help benefit them so that they can be able to be productive in what the in the land that the Father has given them. All right? Glory to God. There is a changing of the guards, and you should be able to understand that and know that when the changing of the guards come, there are people that have been in high positions, people that you guys put on pedestals, people that you look up to as if they're the baddest pastor in the world, in the universe, or they're bad, and she the baddest prophetess in the universe, and y'all have them on these pedestals that they cannot make any mistakes, and that even if they make mistakes, it's all right because they are who they are. Listen, there are a lot of people who have left here, 2021, they have left here, and I'm talking about these people that we have esteemed high. They have left here, all right? So I want you to understand, because you put these people on the pedestal, the changing of the guards is just the Father says that he has taken them down. My. He's taking them down, and he's putting up new people, all right? When the changing of the guards comes, somebody got to go, and somebody got to come, all right? That's the way it works. So God says he's taking down these famous people that y'all looked up to and made little G's, little gods, right, the liturgy, and you know, they couldn't do no wrong. And God said, you looked at them, amen, and thought that that was the way that he wanted us to go, and it wasn't the way. And so we were bamboozled. Some of us were hoodwinked, and some of us followed the status quo, all right? But God says we were out of order, and so now he's bringing these big names down, all right? He's bringing them down because they were refused to take heed to what the Father had given them, their instructions. Yeah, it was a time when you heard what Creflo came out and said that tithing, that you don't have to tithe, all right? And then some people was like, well, why would make him say that after all these years? Well, what would make him say that after all these years is the chastening of the Lord. Though I believe that God was chastising him concerning some things that he had done towards God's people, all right, and how he had them believing and yada, yada, yada. But here's the thing. Benny Hinn also had came back and said that, he was for years, he was taking tithes from people and he shouldn't have been. Well, tell me this. Well, will it just make this make sense? Why is it that you wait till you become a millionaire or close to a billionaire status before you acknowledge that tithing is wrong? All right, well then, if you're going to do all of that, go back to every person that ever sold a dollar, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, whatever they sold into your ministry. When you go back and pay them, disperse that money back to the people that gave it to you, then we'll listen to what you say about against tithing. Until then, tithing has always been right. It is always in order, and we're going to continue to do it. Amen? I'm standing on that. So, you know, sowing seeds, yes, all of that. If it worked then, it'll still work now. And now they want to say, you shouldn't tithe, and you don't have to tithe, and all of that in the third. But listen, we got to do what's right and honorable before the Lord. All right? So, give me back that money I sold into your ministry. Yeah, do that. And then you can talk to me. But they're not going to do it, right? They're not going to do it. Glory to God. And so God is exposing these leaders. Amen. Some of them are being exposed for their disobedience towards him. And he's bringing them down, right? All right. So these people are exposed. Not only are they being brought down, but they are expiring, meaning that they are dying. They are dying, all right? These leaders that you have seen in operation, and they, you know, just was doing a little bit too much, they're coming down, all right? God said he's raising up the Generation Z's, all right? and the millennials to declare his truth, but he's dealing with the Generation Z's. This is a generation where they are very disobedient. This is a generation where they don't respect authority, no authority. This is a generation where they ready to die. Everything is about dying. They ready to kill to die. They don't care nothing about dying. They don't care nothing, you know, about authority figures. They ready to die, right? But the Lord has our prayer group, prayer line, praying for the African-American seed from the age of 7 to 21, because that's the target God gave me. To cover them in prayer, because, you know, it's been designed by the enemy by the age of 8 to have them in the system, juvenile system, and or by the age of 8 to 13 to have them in the system and to have them in school, you know, how to have those schools set up for them when they get a little bit older. It's a facility, but it's for you know, children when they have, you know, when they have criminal acts or whatever that case may be. All right. So it's like a state school, if one will call it that. Okay. And so, but then the thing is set up also designed for them. They may come home after a couple of years, and then by 16, they in trouble again, but they're not, now they're not sending them to state school. They're sending them to jail. Amen. Or to prison. Adult prison, all right? So, and by 21, they either dead or in jail. The enemy's job is to put them in prison, amen? And so we have to cover our African-American seed, right? Amen. Well, I have a African-American son. I only have one, but, you know, I have to cover him, amen? And some of you have children, male children. So let's get on our P's and Q's. And let's cover these children, because they don't care about going to jail. They don't care about dying. I'm telling you, the sad thing about it is our children haven't been trained to die. We have not treated our children as if they were in military, as some of the Caucasians, of my Caucasian brothers and sisters. They take their kids and show them how to shoot the gun, show them how to do this. And then some of them go to the gun range. They are ready to shoot and kill at an early age. Even in other countries, they train their young children how to kill. But we as African Americans, we don't train our children to kill, because that's not how we were brought up. That was not a part of our culture. That was not how we were raised. But now you're seeing here in Alabama, as of January 1st, 2023, we are now, we don't have to have a permit to carry a gun. You don't have to have a permit to carry. It could be on your purses, in your car. You don't have to have a permit. So that's saying that anybody in the state of Alabama could carry a gun without a permit. Now, I'm sure they're going to do something. You know, if a person is a felon, I'm sure that probably will be the only stipulation. But you're saying any child can carry a gun without training, without knowing how the gun operates, and the safety of it and all of that and the third. And so now they're making Alabama the wild, wild west. But here, let me talk about our governor for a minute. KIB, mm-hmm, she had gotten so much, you know, Alabama got that money from the CARES Act, all right? And instead of her dispersing it amongst the different counties in the state of Alabama, this woman is building 4 brand new maximum prisons. And I'm talking about mega prisons. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? And so that's where our money's going. She should have been giving that money to the seniors. She should have been doing more for the seniors, because the seniors didn't really get no assistance doing, you know, COVID like they should, right? And so I'm just saying, but now we got maximum period prison. So you know why? Because they are already looking for our African-American children to be sitting in those prisons making money, right? So, you know, it's sad, but they already setting it up. So that's why now started since January the 1st, I have seen several African-American seed under the age of 21 have gotten arrested with a gun with no permit. Since January, but now the law is in order, so I don't know how that's going to work. But I'm just saying they're setting them up for failure. They're setting them up for disaster. They're setting them up to be in prison. And see, they already know what they're doing. But see, because we don't talk enough, we don't stand out enough, we don't go to our representatives, our senators and congressmen, that's why the stuff goes through. Because you got people sitting in office and all they're doing is getting taxpayers' money, but they're not looking out for the constituents. Amen. And so therefore now we got all these laws on the book. You don't know what laws in place. You don't know what law they did away with. We got a law in Alabama as of today that an African-American, a male, can be walking on the same side of the sidewalk as a white person, a white woman. And if he's walking on the side, if he don't cross the street, they'll lock him up and put him in jail. That's still in the book. They hadn't even taken that out of the book. And you say, well, that's obsolete. But it is. All right, you guys. Sorry about that. My daughter bought me this brand new 14 Plus. I don't know how to do all the things with it. So I need to know if y'all can hear me again. I asked, the phone call was coming in. I wanted to silence it. Amen. But it hung me up. So can y'all hear me again? Amen. I know Kay Ivan is mad because I'm exposing them. So you understand how that works. Can y'all hear me again? Please, somebody text me and let me know. Glory to God. All right. So we're going to move on further. All right. You know, that's just like the devil. When you start, you know, speaking truth, spitting truth, exposing, you know what I'm saying? That's what happens. All right? Because don't nobody call me at this time, you know, because they know, you know, what I'm doing. All right? But, yeah, the enemy will use anybody he will that'll let him. You just can't let him, y'all. Just can't let him. Don't open up the door. Because if you let him in, he's surely going to want to ride. I'm telling you. All right? So, we're moving on, right? So let me just catch back up. All right, so the father begins to say that he wants us to know that he's coming to aid the sick and the elderly. He says to remind the elderly that he has not forgotten about them. Y'all have to understand, since COVID came, the narratives that the news was reporting was things to make the elderly afraid. It put fear. They spew fear out through the airwaves. And if they don't have any, like, nieces, nephews, children, grandchildren to come and check on them regularly, they would be in fear. You know, they don't want to go outside. They don't want to, you know, do anything. They have all of their activities that they're used to doing. They don't care to do anymore. They don't want to eat because they're afraid they're going to run out of food. They don't want to put on the air conditioner when it's summertime. They don't want to put on the heat when it's winter. So it's a, they are in fear, all right, to live. And it that should never be. I believe that the Bible says for us to take care of the widowers and the orphans. But I also believe God wants us to take care of the elderly as well. And we should check on them. You know, if you got some elderly, and it goes for me too. You know, I got some aunts that are my mom's sisters that are still living. I got uncle, you know, that's my dad's brother that's still living, you know, and we should check on them as nieces and nephews, even though they may have children or grandchildren. You know, we still ought to just check every now and then and see if they need us to do anything, even if, you know, by them living in different states or how, whatever the case may be, so that when anything ever happened, our conscience will be clear. We got to make sure that we do the right things in everything, in every aspect of life, because we don't want it to come back. Even if someone dies and you didn't get a chance to go to come see them. You know, if it's close family, do your best to get there. I mean, you know, they have, even you can fly now. You can get your trip on a, you know, budget. I mean, well, not necessarily a budget, but they'll let you pay it in four different payments. So there's no reason why we are not going to see about our folks. You know what I'm saying? If you got parents still living, shame on you. If your mom is sick and don't have her medicine and you alive and you are able-bodied and you got money, even if you ain't wealthy, you got money enough to pay bills and her bills and yours too if you just wanted to. It's shame on you when you don't look out for family. God says safeguard our family. And it's up to us to safeguard our families. But you know what? We definitely got to sit them down and get them in check. Because if our families don't sit down and get some understanding, they are going to be the ones to help expose you. And what you're trying to do, how you try, God want you to navigate, your family members are going to be the one exposing you because they just, you know, some of them just don't care. They loose at the mouth. They don't care who they talk to. You better know who you're talking to in this hour. You just can't take for granted that people are for you, okay? Just because they smile in your face, they don't mean they for you. Glory to God. So he began to say, pray against the attack and the threat coming from Russia, China. He says, watch Iraq and Afghanistan. He said, also watch the Ukraine. He said, do not sleep on them. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but President Biden, y'all president, gave over $60 billion to the Ukraine. And, you know, I don't even think they didn't even do that much when they was looking for Saddam Hussein. They ain't spend that kind of money, you know what I'm saying. But it was reported, and I've watched the tape where Trump was letting the people know how Biden get these kickbacks. And one of the places that he gets kickbacks from is Ukraine. They give him a stipend, like, I'm going to say stipend, but it ain't no stipend because a stipend is a small amount. He gets mega dollars from Ukraine. He gets mega dollars from Russia. That goes into his pocket. That's why his children are in this little trouble with this money. They get money from anywhere they can, right? And I know y'all say, well, why are you talking about the president? Well, he ain't helping us. Okay. Now, let me get back to the word. All right. So a lot of you are seeing different things that's going on in the land. You have no understanding. You lack the understanding of it. You don't know why it is manifesting and why things are still that are allowed to go on, things that we couldn't get, we can't get, or things that we can't do as you know, Americans or heterosexual couples. But then you see these other people, they can get away with everything and do everything. So I'm going to tell you why it is. And that's because the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is ruling American, is ruling America, the American government, and arts and entertainment, Hollywood, okay? That's art and entertainment, which we call the industry, okay? And I want to say that there shall be many deaths that's going to follow those that are in the industry. You're going to begin to see more of them than like you've never seen before. I spoke this to my church January 1st. I spoke it on air December. I can't remember the exact date, but it's December something before the new year. And I spoke it at church January 1st. And then January the 2nd, the rapper, female rapper in St. Louis, but the female rapper in Memphis, Tennessee, she was, well, they say she was killed defensive. Now, I don't know, but all I know that God told me to, that there's going to be more of them. In the industry, that, you know, we're going to see more deaths in the industry. All right. And so there it is. So God says he wants to restore the trust back to the body of Christ. A lot of us, we see people, we go to church with people, we fellowship with people that we don't trust. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Who am I talking to? We go to church with people that we don't. We go to church with them. We'll go out to eat with them, but we don't trust. Make that make sense. But God says he wants, and I don't really deal with it like that tonight, but God says he wants to bring the trust back in the body of Christ. He wants us to begin to trust one another again. He wants us to begin to fellowship with one another, to begin to tell each other secrets you know, to build our trust back. Amen. For some of you, God said he's giving you your name back. He's restoring your name. All right. There's been lies on your name. There's been people just doing all kinds of things against your, you know, putting your name out there, making it seem as if you're a bad person or whatever have you. And that's not the case. God said he's restoring your name. He's rebuilding your name. They're going to know your name. I receive that in Jesus' name. Y'all can look at me now. You can look at me back then, but you're going to know my name. My God, tonight. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus. Amen. And so he began to say, and I hate to say it like this, but the country will be in a recession. All right, we are in a recession. They just hide it, but the country will be in a recession. Everything I'm telling you is for 2023, 2024, 2025, and 2026. All right, we shall be in a recession. He says, but the Lord will take care of his own. All right, he says, continue to store up everything that you store before. Meaning we store before was during COVID, how we began to store up. All right, he says, store those things up again, because some of you have emptied out of your storehouses. But go right back and start storing again as if it's COVID again. Store up. Make sure you have enough in your home for yourself, you and your family. Then make sure you have enough for four or five families that may need it. You know, put things in, you know, God says he wants us to be, he is building us rather. He's giving us the know-it-all to be kingdom wealth distributors in the earth. He wants us to be distribution centers. So therefore, he wants you to house four to five items, four to five things, enough for four or five families. Well, you may have the meal, the flour, you may have the milk, you know, I'm just saying, you may have the canned goods. You got the meat stored in the freezer, you know. You got to get everything that they would need for a meal or two or three. You know what I'm saying? Do this for and store this up. I don't care if you live in an apartment. You can still do it. You can still do it. There's a way to store. Take a room and store. Amen. Because this is kingdom business, all right? Kingdom business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right? We thank God for his word. All right, so he began to say, there shall be a famine. He wants us to be distribution centers, so when the time comes, we already have it. When trouble hits, we already be in position. All right, you know, if there's a famine, he wants us to be in position. God says everyone should know their own farmland. All right, so everybody should be planting your seeds for your own farmland, for your own. If you can't plant it, you know, plant it on your balcony. If you have a partner, plant it on your balcony in those little small containers. You can get them at, you know, different outlets, Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's. You can get them and start your garden. Start the thing. Start doing planting your peas. I mean, your beans, green beans. Plant your tomatoes, you know, things that you're going to need. Garlic, plant your beans, all right? So he says, you know, go ahead and start. Therefore, keep all the pesticides and the poison out of your crops. By you doing it, you know what you're eating. By you planting, you know what you're going to eat, all right? But if the sharecroppers come during the night, begin to, you know, how they, you know, people say they're throwing out fertilizer, but some of that stuff is pesticides and it's killing people's crops. So you don't want to eat that. You don't want to make sure you don't want that in there. So you got to make sure, safeguard your farmland, all right? All right. The Father says to wash and clean your meats, fruits, and vegetables thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly. And he says stock up on beans, dry beans, canned beans. Stock up on beans. Beans are going to be, it's going to be an item that is obsolete. They're going to try to do away with the beans. So go ahead and stock up on kidney beans, red lima beans, red beans, black-eyed peas, you know, stock up on your, you know, beans, y'all. All right? The government shall shut down. okay? The government is going to shut down. In fact, the government shut down, I want to say, was that December? I want to say December. Don't count me. Don't count that day just yet. I'll come back and retract. But I think it was in December. The government shut down. But here's the thing. The government is going to shut down again because there's going to be a government shutdown because they already broke. They've been broke. The United States ain't had no money. We are all on a reserve note. It's a bill. It's a note. It's a reserve note. It is not. We don't have money. It's printed on paper, but it does not have value. All right. You could take your dollar bill now, even in Africa, it does not have any value. Even in Mexico, it doesn't have value. You know where your money had a lot of value. So for a dollar back in the day, you could get $7 to $12 in Mexico for $1. I'm just saying, but it doesn't have that kind of value anymore. All right. So, they're going to shut down to change the algorithm, all right, of the system. They're going to try to change the algorithm to whereas when the government shuts down and open back up, it makes it appear as if we are doing better, as if everything is lining up, okay? So they're just shutting down to switch up this algorithm. But the Father says, the people may not know it. Amen. We're not going to realize it because they're going to have it running back up and so quick and so smooth that we don't even see it. But all they're doing is trying to change the algorithm with the numbers. But I'm telling you, we will not be affected if we stay on the winning side and that's God's side. All right, the Bible talks about the poor will be with us always, right? And so God says, take care of the poor, all right? Take care of them. All right, so, since COVID came, people wasn't going to the hospitals with cold. People weren't going to the doctor's offices with cold, sinuses, the flu. You didn't hear anything about it, right? It's like it was like the sinus infections. It was like cold and flu season just went out of place. It was like obsolete. But I want to say it is on an all-time high right now. And the Father says be very careful. Because when you go in with a sinus infection, when you got the colds, the flu-like symptoms, they are labeling it as COVID. The Father says, beware of the injections that they give you. They are giving people injections and not necessarily telling them what they are. They give you this form to take home with you, but the form does not state what kind of injection you got. Pay attention. I have seen three of them back to back. And it does not even state that the person was ever injected. The person has the Band-Aid over their injection. When they came out. And there's no record of them getting an injection. There's no name for what they got injected for. When I asked, they said that it was not a, I said, did they inject you with the coronavirus? What is that? The jab. They said, no, we didn't get the jab. I said, are you sure that you didn't take the fix? And they said, no, we didn't get the fix. They said that it was a shot to help them. Well, if they gave you a shot, everybody don't get no shot when they go into the hospital and they have COVID. I've seen them. I've taken people to the hospital. And they didn't get a shot. They didn't even get no medicine. They told them to go home and rest. You see what I'm saying? So this stuff is crazy, but be aware. I'm just helping you to be aware. sinus infections, cold and flu-like symptoms, they're not going to want to give you no antibiotics. I don't care if you got green, yellow, and all kind of color mucus. They're going to send you home, tell you to take something across the counter. Amen. Get you some vitamins. They are not trying to, and they're definitely not trying to give African-Americans any antibiotics. They're trying to say, well, your body will make the antibiotics that you need. It'll fight against what you need, all right? So I'm just telling y'all, just be aware. Don't take a shot thinking it's going to make you feel better. Because if you don't know what's in that shot, it may do you more harm than good. So pay attention. And if they can't give it to you in writing, and where you can look it up, and where you can read it for yourself, and where you can look at the vial that they took it out of, don't take it you don't want. You have the right to refuse any injection, all right? I got stirred up right there because I get mad when people try to pull something over on the men and women of God. All right? Glory to God. So please ask questions. If you don't know, ask questions. For the stock markets, I want you to know the stock market is getting ready to decline. So secure your money. Secure your money. Don't put your money all in the same basket. I don't care if you got $499,000 in one account. Move it. Move it. Move it. All right? Now, I done gave you the warning. You lose your money. Don't say I didn't warn you. All right? Also, the trucking industry is greatly needed to transport the things we need to survive. So trucking industry is big business right now. Y'all need to get y'all some trucking companies. Amen. It ain't hard to do. Get you some. All right? Also, this is the year of the camel. And being that this is the year of the camel, that simply means that the camel, it got people from one destination to the next. The camel got imports, exports from one place to the next. So this is the year of the camel, meaning the same thing I'm saying about the trucking. Amen. All right. This is a big business, all right? Glory to God. Every one of you need a survival kit, right? You need a survival kit. You know, you need a survival kit and a survival plan in your home. All right? God is aligning his people in order. All right, especially the male seed, especially them, he's working on them. God wants to encourage us to collaborate with one another. It is okay for you to go in business with a partner. It is okay for you to go in business and it ain't your husband or your wife, but you have a business partner. It is okay for you to share the expenses with a business partner, because what that simply means is I got a partner. We don't do anything without the other. You know, it's just like a covenant relationship. But but the load is not all on you. So whenever you've ever been in business before, you know the load is all on you. You got the load. If business don't get crunk for 10 years, if you in the red for 10 years, you got to, you know, that's your bill. But if you have a business partner, it takes the load off because someone else is sharing the bill. So the Lord says collaboration is very needful. In this time, in this hour, there will be more intimate deliverances. For an example, there are going to be a lot of hubs that are being developed, formed. There are going to be a lot of churches like As With Us. We're doing more series now. So everything we're going to do is based on series, whereby the people can learn, talk, ask questions, even though it somebody said, well, it looks like a banquet style setting, but it's really not. It's a sit down. It does have a feel of a talk show kind of feel where you sit down and you talk and they're writing, taking notes and, you know, asking questions. Well, not necessarily asking questions. They may be laughing or, you know, saying little stuff, you know, but however it is, they're learning. And that's the point I want to make and get. I want the people to learn. You go to church every Sunday, you hear what the preacher preaching, and if it doesn't fit you where you need it to fit you, it goes over your head. So you don't really care. But when you're talking things and it fits everybody, everybody in the room going to be affected by these theories, that's when, you know, it's most impactful. All right? So God is setting up these deliverance hubs because y'all don't want to have deliverance in church anymore. Y'all say it takes too long. You say you ain't got all that kind of time. You don't want to invest that kind of time. You don't want praise. You'll listen to praise and worship, but you don't want prayer. You don't want deliverance. And so all of these are being, you don't want the healing to take place. So all of this is being left out of churches now. And people want to they want you in the church within an hour, no longer than an hour. If you in there an hour, that's fine, but an hour 30 minutes, that tops it. Everybody should be ready to go at an hour 30. But how are people going to learn if you got to go from one point to the next? So you mean to tell me we got to go from the prayer, opening prayer, praise words. What it's doing is trying to leave out the testimonies. It's trying to leave out a whole lot of other things because you can't really invest in all of this when you can't have an altar call, can't have a, you know, because it's going to come into the timing of the 1 hour and 30 minutes. You say, well, they just want you to pray. Well, there are some people that are going to need more than just a prayer. They may need a touch. You understand what I'm saying? So y'all want to leave that out. But what if it was your child that was in dire need? If your child hadn't got that prayer, your child wouldn't be living. But you mean to tell me you don't want to give and give another person's child the same grace we gave your child? So it hurts, but this is what y'all want. Y'all don't want to stay in church. But I'm telling our people at Fair Reform, don't rush us. Don't rush us, because we got to get this out. We got to do what we're doing. Amen. Hallelujah. I know y'all looking at, don't worry about the time. I got plenty of time. All right? Glory to God. The Father says he wants the family. You know, he says that he's redirecting us to put us back on course. Now, some of you, your decision that you're going to make in this season of your life, they got to be the right decision. You cannot afford to miss it. You cannot afford to listen to the wrong person. You cannot afford to take ungodly counsel. You need to make sure that what you are seeing and what it is what it is, and that you got it. Don't risk it making a bad decision. All right? You will see families will begin to rise up against one another like something you have never seen before. Family members rising up. Father killing his wife and son. Family member stabbing his son 15 times. Y'all, I'm telling you, this stuff is just uncommon. We, you know, not used to it, but the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. So, and then come back in the car to kill his wife. I'm telling y'all, family members are rising up, and this stuff you ain't heard because I ain't heard it. And if it has been done, it's mighty, mighty old, all right? So, the Father wants us to just make sure that we allow him to redirect us, to reconnect us, to realign us again. He also says pray for Kanye West because he does need the protection of the Lord. And as you know, the other day they said Kanye was missing, and his I think business manager, but Kanye is not missing, and Kanye is not crazy. And we are praying for Kanye on our prayer line. Amen. God also said that there shall be a lot of house fires like crazy. Now, this is something I said, and I was told, well, there are fires today, yesterday, in California. Okay, flooding. All right. Okay. All right. There was flooding. But he says there should be house fires like crazy. And this was not just simply for the houses in the South. This was for the houses where they are very cold. For an example, I'm saying, not saying it's going to happen in Michigan, but I'm just saying how cold it is in Michigan. For these cold places, you're going to see house fires bursting out in these cold places. All right? So, you guys, that is all I have for 23, 24, 25, 26 for right now. As the Lord give me more, I will convey. But that's just something for you to start on. Y'all got, that's enough for you to nibble on, right? You got enough to nibble. You got enough for a snack. You got enough for a meal. We'll come back. We'll pick back up next week with something different. So right now, Dr. Kim and Kim, we're getting ready to open up these phone lines. Amen. We're getting ready to open up these phone lines. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can y'all still hear me?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, so when I call, we're going to let everybody listen. When the first person that says speak, then everybody else be quiet and let them finish. Amen. And then we'll get to you real shortly, all right? All right, so good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the Apostle.
Sylvia Hunter, good evening. Thank you for that word on tonight. This is Minister KB from the Brookhaven location. Hallelujah. Blessings upon blessings to you on today in Jesus' name. And I thank you for giving us that word. Amen.
Amen. Good evening. Great woman of God. It's a blessing to have you on with me on tonight. Amen. Lord, there is elevation taking place in your life. God said he is elevating you in the realm of the spirit. Don't, because you may not know everything. Don't get be afraid, because it's going to be like, it's going to be so quick in an accelerated pace. It's going to be like one thing after the next, how he's going to elevate you. And this is just not in ministry, but it's also even in your personal life. God is elevating you. So just sit back,
Hallelujah.
Relax, and just dive into what he want to teach you, show you, and embrace it, because this has been a long time coming, and it's here
Come on now.
So embrace this change. Embrace the new. God say all things new. Embrace it. Amen. I hear the Father say embrace
it. In Jesus' name,
I receive it. Hallelujah. Watch God. Watch his hand.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. I thank the
Amen.
Lord for you on tonight. Thank you for tuning
in. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm
going to bless
my life. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. May the grace of God abide with you now and forevermore is my prayer. Amen. Thank you for tuning in.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening.
All right. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. This is Tanya. Top of this Ross from Theodore, Alabama. And I enjoyed the instruction. The things that we got for the future. And I give God the praise for that word for tonight.
Amen. Amen. All right. The Father says, there are some things he is removing away from your vision. There were some things that were a little cloudy. There were some decisions that you have made, and you wasn't sure if it was right or not. But God said you had to remove the blindness so that you can see. So now your vision is clear. It's clear in a lot of areas. God said, walk in it. Walk in it. What he showed you wasn't to deter you. What he showed you wasn't to send you back, but it was to move you forward. Hallelujah. So it is time now to just walk in. Believe what you see. If I could write a song about that. But just believe what you see. Hallelujah. Because God is not going to steer you wrong. You have tried him for yourself. You have seen him time after time proving himself to you. So believe what you see. Amen. And walk therein. Glory to God. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. I thank you for tuning
Amen.
In with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How are you? This is Jamaica. I'm calling from the parking lot of Faulkner University. I missed the sermon, but I wanted to dial in as soon as I could.
Well, I thank you so much, because I know you're at school. I'm like, oh, what are you doing on the line? See, now that's called loyalty. If y'all want to know what loyalty is, that's loyal. Amen. Even though she is at school, she don't went in the parking lot to call. But I thank God for you tuning in. Listen, woman of God, just be excited. God said he wants you to be so excited till you scare your own self. He said till the excitement just scares you, just being excited, you done got scared. Hallelujah. He said be excited. He doesn't care. God doesn't care if nobody else get excited with you. You stay on it. You stay on one, because what is he doing for you? Hallelujah. You listen, it's going to baffle your own self. You're going to be baffled by your own self. Lord, I didn't know why and how, and I couldn't see this for myself. But, God, I thank you that your word that you promised me is coming to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what you're going to be saying. You're going to be saying, Mama, the word came to pass. And it came to pass. And I'm going to say to you, you doubted it. You didn't think it was going to come. I'm telling you what
Amen.
I'm going to say. Truly believe God. You better stay excited. And I'm telling you, write down every detail of it, because it will be featured in your book. Every detail of your journey, God going to let you write about it. God going to let you write the story. The half ain't even been told, but you can go ahead and write the half that's already been told. Glory to God. But I'm telling you,
Amen.
In expectation of more, because more is what you need. More of God, more of his anointing, more of his spirit. Amen. God is getting ready to apply it on your life. Hallelujah. You're going to wake up one morning, you're going to be like, where am I? You're going to be having these experiences like an out-of-body experience. Because God want to speak to you. He want to, yeah, he already speaks to you in dreams. But it's getting ready to be deeper. And I'm telling you, you're getting ready to begin to dream like you did way back when. And how those dreams were like scary, like, because I didn't even want you to tell me, but you did. But I'm just saying, God is going to use you because there are so many people that he have assigned to your name. And
Amen.
You are the only one that can bring them out. I can't do what God called you to do. You got to do it. So it's time now. The hour is here. Walk in it in Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank
and
you.
I love you all tonight. Thank you for tuning in.
Love you too. And I accept. I received this word.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How you doing on tonight? And I thank you for that word, much needed, for the information that the Lord has released, and you obedience to him, and you released it to us. So I thank you for the word in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. God bless you on tonight, woman of God. Amen. God bless you. The Father wants you to stay encouraged. You got to be like David. When stuff going on and you ain't got nobody that you really, because see, sometimes, y'all, hear me. It's for everybody to hear this. Sometimes in life, we can be going through some things and we can have prayer partners. But there are sometimes certain stuff happen. We don't want to tell nobody. We don't want nobody to know. So we suffer in silence. And because we suffer in silence, we begin to suffer and make ourselves sick because we retain in all the pain, the hurt, the trauma, the meltdowns, the beatdowns, the cursed out, whatever we're going through. But I want you to know you do not have to suffer in silence. So the Father says to tell you on tonight to encourage yourself. You got a mouth to talk. Open up your mouth.
Amen.
Speak what you are believing him for. Speak what you want to see change. Speak the change. You are be the change that you want to see.
Amen. Amen.
It got to begin with you. It must begin with
Amen.
You. Say what you, listen, if there's something that's going on and you don't like, listen here, it ain't happening. If you know, I'm just giving y'all an example. If this guy is trying to date you, but he want to date you, but he only want to take you to places that you, the Lord delivered you from, then you got to listen. Be the change. Listen, sir, brother, I don't mind going out to dinner with you or to church with you, but I'm not going to the club with you. I'm not going to the strip club with you. I can't go back there. The Lord delivered me from that. So God wants you to be the change. God is, you're being tested right now. I'm going to tell you that now. You're being tested.
Amen.
All I can say as your leader is pass the test. Pass it.
Amen. Amen.
Pass
Amen.
Because the enemy will want to trip you up. And you know how y'all ever been in a place where you were doing good and you spoke good, you did good, you were living good, everything was just good. You know, it could have been better, but you were satisfied, right? Amen. Because it wasn't worse than others. You were satisfied. But then, even in your complacency, there's what's called an adversary that don't even want you to be content where you are. Amen. So what the adversary would do is try to stir up strife, wrath, anger, jealousy, malice, all these kind of resentment, anger, abandonment, loneliness, try to stir up all these emotions, amen, to get you off track so that the enemy can come in and just take over. But I serve the devil notice tonight. No longer will you be moved by situations that you have no control of. See, because we can't control what people do, but we can control how they treat us. We can't control how we let them treat us because you have a mouth to speak up. God says, speak up and speak out. Don't you go crawl up under a cave or up under a rock. No. Your voice is too big. Your light is too bright for you to hide. You cannot hide what God is doing. in you, through you, and for you.
Amen.
That is the word
yes,
of the Lord for you on tonight. Woman of
Amen.
God, encourage
Amen.
Yourself. Speak life to yourself.
Amen.
Speak life to your situation.
Amen.
Speak life
Amen.
And not death. Amen. Because it's
Amen.
Like the more you try to get ahead, your adversary is definitely trying to pull you back. If he don't come in one
Amen.
Way, he's going to come in the other. If he don't come through
Amen.
Your family, he's going to come through your children. If he don't come through your children, he'll come through your job.
Amen.
If he don't come through your job, he'll come. I'm trying to tell y'all, be
Amen.
Prepared to go to war every day on the devil. Every day you wake up,
yes,
fight, get
yes.
ready to fight the devil. Don't you let the devil
Amen.
Run havoc on no ground, on no territory. I love you, woman of God.
Amen.
You be strengthened on tonight. Amen. We are praying
Amen.
For you. We're praying for the victory
yes, yes.
that you will be victorious
Amen.
Even in this thing.
Yes,
even in this hardship, you're going to be victorious. You already
hallelujah.
Got the victory. So you
yes.
might as well go ahead and praise him right now. Because you
hallelujah.
Know you win. It may not look
hallelujah.
Like you're winning right now. But I just left just a little while longer. You're going to see that. You're going to win. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank God for you on tonight. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Love you.
Right.
Yes,
love you. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Glory
Thank
to God.
You.
Calling you on the air with the apostle. We thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to make sure I minister to everybody that's on here tonight. But y'all got to come on quickly, because if not, I'm going to move on.
Am I too late, am I?
Say it again.
I'm not too late, am I?
You did what, ma'am?
Hey, Pastor, this is Jay. I'm not too late, am I? I'm so sorry. Who this is? DeAndre, Trey.
What?
yeah. I'm on the line. I'm totally like apologizing because I'm calling in from a basketball gym, gym in Houston, and I just want to say thank you for the word tonight. I really appreciate it. I was listening to everybody, you know, giving that testimony and being thankful and everything, and I just got caught and I was literally like not, like, I was listening, but then I missed like the way. And, like, apologies, but, I enjoyed the word. Thank you. I'm listening in. And, sorry.
You good. Listen, I truly thank you for calling in. Y'all, Houston is in the house tonight. Woo-woo!
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go, Houston! But anyway, what I wanted to say is that God has great things in store for you. You are about to experience the favor of God like you have never visited or never seen before. The hand of the Lord is upon you, and we are yet praying for you. We are praying the victory for you in every area of your life. Man of God, the Father told me to remind you, though, to write the vision. There are things that you are believing God for, but they have not been written. Write it. Just as if you're getting a contract, it is written, right, and you have to sign it. God says, write him a contract. What you want me to do? What you're believing me for? How long are you wanting me to? What time frame do you want this? And what are you going to do when I give it to you? God said, write the vision. All right, and you're going to, once you begin to see it on paper, it's going to illuminate before your very eyes. God said he's getting ready to give you revelation, revelation of a thing. You know how some people they can read a word, they can read a book. We can, we're going to talk about, what is that poet that I like to read sometimes? Well, we all have read them in Shakespeare. You know how the poem would go and the theatrics and all of that stuff. But it was, you know how we can see stuff. We can see what we want things. We know what we want. Some of us know what we want. But then there are some of us that don't know what they want, and they can't articulate it. But God says when you write it, your writing will come from a pure place. It'll come from your spirit. All right, you'll begin to write what your spirit is saying or what your spirit want to see or what your spirit is wanting God to do. So he says he's going to give you more revelation, and revelation meaning like the divine or supernatural disclosure to humans, something that God is relating to you or that he's bringing into existence, something that nobody else can give you but God. For an example, even your career, you're going to write the vision on your career, and you're saying, Father, this is what I want. And God says, well, I'm going to give you the revelation of your career. A lot of times we desire to do certain things, and God said, well, this it's okay, and I'll allow you to do it, but it's not the right timing. And then God will say, well, and you know, and sometimes, and I'm going to give an example because I love to go to relationships. We have women that says to me, Apostle, I really – that's my husband. That's my husband. And I told God, God, this is my husband. I want him. He's the right height. He's the right color. And he's everything I want in a man. And God said, well, he's not the one. You said, but God, I want him. God said, he's not the one. And God said, okay, because you're hounding me, because you're putting pressure on me, because that's what you want, I'm going to give it to you. The Father then gives this woman his permissive will. There are two kinds of wills, the permissive will and the perfect will. Well, the permissive will is what God gives you because you wanted it so bad until, and then you're going to see in the end that it was never God's intent for you to have it, but he allowed it to get you so that you can see, just to show you that, listen, I'm God, I can do it either way, but I prefer that you don't have it, but because you want it, I'm permitting you to have it, and you're going to bump your head because that wasn't his will for you. But then the perfect will of God, that's his will, and we have to wait on that sometimes. We want God to move in this area, that area, but we have to wait on his timing, for his timing is perfect. And so what I want to say to you is, I know you're saying, Apostle, I've been waiting, all right, but don't get caught up in the wait. Just thank God for his timing, because when it happens, you're going to be so flabbergasted, it's going to blow your socks off. And so you're going to be like, wow, man, wow, God, you really did it. Yeah, he really did, but it was in his timing. Sometimes God have to get things up out of us. Sometimes he be trying to get our old ways or bad habits or bad feelings, you know, that we grew up with, up out of us so that he can put in the new, can put in what his spirit, what he wants to put in there. All right? So sometimes he have to just, you know, just cleanse us up, and then, boom, there it is. So don't get caught up in the wait, Trey, because it's right around the corner. Oh, my, Shandedeboshaya, it's right around the corner. Just don't get caught up in the wait, because you got to wait. We all had to wait for success, all right? We had to wait for it. We got to work our butts off to get to where we are. Some of us, it wasn't, you know, some of us, some people had golden spoons. We had a gold spoon, a silver spoon, whatever the case may be. But I'm telling you, when you work for something, you appreciate it more than something being just handed to you. You understand? When things are handed, I'm watching even with my children, when things are just handed, they just, you know, evaporate. It dissipates. It's no longer there. They run through it. But when you have to work for something, and I'm talking about sweating and working, you appreciate it better when you get that new Lamborghini. You're going to appreciate it better because you work for it. You worked hard for it. You worked in the gym for it. You worked at this, and you went to school for it. You mastered your craft, and now the results will pay for themselves. It won't be long now, Trey, all right? It won't be long. Even with the job, I see three, and I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying what I'm seeing. I see three interviews. I don't know what I'm talking about, but out of those three, one is going to be what you want. But I see three interviews that you're going to have if you're not already had them. But out of those three, you're going to get the call that you're looking for. So make sure that you keep your phone on. And if you go to the voicemail or whatever, they email you, however, check daily. It's like now you got to start checking. You got to start checking. Money may even show up in your account. You got to start checking because you may that email might have came through and you wasn't even watching and it slipped. You got to check because you might have got that phone call that you didn't answer, and it was a phone call that you need. So you got to stay up on it, everything right about now, because the enemy will have you to, you know, get weary in well-doing, get weary in doing good. But the devil is a lie, because you're going to reap if you faint not. And I don't believe you read the faint, so I believe you're going to reap. Amen. So I thank you for tuning in with me. I know y'all say, oh, Apostle, it's 7:20. Well, my producer says I got long as I want. So y'all call it what it is. I just wanted to minister to y'all on tonight, to speak to y'all, to greet y'all. This is a new year, and I'm on a little bit longer. Amen. Just so that, you know, we could fellowship. Is that all right? Thank you, Trey, for calling in.
Amen. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Take care. Glory to God. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Call, you on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. Well, all right, then. Well, I'm getting ready to get off of here. I have thoroughly enjoyed you guys on tonight. Listen, I want you to make sure that you have all your family members in here on for next week. Amen. Call Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. Let them know Apostle will be on next week, Tuesday, same Jesus time, same Jesus station. All right? And if you guys want to have any information, if you need a covering, if you need a pastor, you can reach out to me on my Sylvia Hunter's page and or Dr. Sylvia Hunter's page, and I will most definitely get with you. All right? So we love everybody on tonight. This and Dr. Kim and Kim, it's been real. Shalom. God bless.
Shalom. Amen. Thank you for that word. We love you.
Me a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my